I'm only going to be 5 minutes, mate. Sorry. I mean, I know you want to stay here longer. 5 minutes is it. I just want to continue on what Duncan's talked about what we can do here. A couple of verses there. Everybody loves the first verse. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It's a gift of God. Not because of works, lest any man should boast. It's great, that, isn't it? It means you don't have to do anything. No, that's not what it means. And I think we all know that's not what it means. For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he'll pray every man according to his works. So what, is there some dichotomy between faith and works here? No, there isn't. You know what it means. It means that we'll be judged our faith on how much we've expressed our faith, how we've been compelled to talk to people about our faith. And that brings us to what Duncan and Cindy have been doing. And I just want to have a look at what the possibility is that we might be able to do, following on from the sort of leadership that they've given. You know those verses, you can read it yourself. We know that James probably expresses it better than anyone else when he says the only way people will ever see your faith is through your works. The only Bible most people will ever read is you. And unless you express your faith through your connection to people, then it's a useless faith. And I think there's a lot of things that I've learned about what Duncan and Cindy have been doing that we can try to apply here, at least a little. The harvest is plentiful, but the labourers are few. 4 months more and then the harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look, the fields are ripe for harvest. They're ready now. You've only got to have a look at those pictures in Europe of those people flooding in, those refugees. Desperate not only for the packs, the rescue packs, but desperate just for some human contact, for some warmth, for some caring. I did have another picture on this, but I got rid of it, but Duncan sort of covered what I was going to say, which is sort of good, because I wasn't game to say it. There's so many of us go for holidays to Europe. The young ones, yep, that's sure. Young ones have got energy, they go backpacking and all the rest of it. But lots of us go on tours, you know, when you retire, long service leave and all that sort of stuff, and you go on tours. And it only takes a week or two sideways to go and give a hand on some of these things, and it doesn't have to be the borders of Macedonia where these refugees are coming in. This is taking used clothing to refugees in Paris. What would you rather do? Would you rather go for a cruise down the Danube, or would you rather do that? Well, at a secular level, I can tell you what you'd rather do. But you don't have to make a choice. You can do both. And if there's young people who are backpackers, you know, just spend a bit of time going sideways. I know we're all old and getting frailer, and it's not that easy for some of us to get over there. Myself, I'm rather limited, my health, although I was saying to Duncan just the other day that there's a very faint possibility that maybe I'll get better. Prayerfully, maybe I will. I think I feel better now than I did about 5 years ago. And if God wills, I might be able to get over there. But just think about what you can do if you could go. Better than Paris, isn't it? Who'd want to go up the Eiffel Tower when you can do that? Just pack Bible upon Bible upon Bible and send them across the world. Bible basics. To people who are desperate for the food of life, people who are desperate for the living water. Can you imagine that one day you're going to stand before Jesus and he's actually going to look you in the eye and say, you went for a tour, why didn't you go over for a week and help out? And you say, oh, I honestly couldn't fit it in. The 3 weeks down the Danube took me to here, and then I had to get in the week in Paris, and I'm sorry, just couldn't make it. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the whole story of standing before Jesus is a parable. But we need somehow in ourself to say, what are we compelled to do? What is it in our heart that makes us and compels us to do anything? And it ought to be the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. So what if we can't go? Duncan's already showed you that one. I want to suggest that we put together a bit of a campaign, and I've learned some things from Duncan, and one of the things is that the fundamental approach we've had in the past of trying to advertise and to bring people into a hall is not going to work. Not, well, it might work in some cases, but not in all. What we need to do is to try to pick a target area maybe and to simply give out leaflets in the street, just like you did, and in those leaflets contain a way of accessing a Bible and Bible basics, but not necessarily coming into a talk. It might involve that, and great if it does. I thought maybe we could focus on Belmore and maybe just try in the Belmore area to just give a weekend or two just doing exactly what you did when you're handing out with the kids. We'll borrow some kids. And we'll just hand out exactly the same type of leaflet with some variations that will try to see if people will just simply ask for the Bibles and simply ask for the Bible basic and give us some way of contacting them, either through email or whatever, but not necessarily relying on them coming into a hall. That's the age statistics for Belmore. You can see that it's pretty much split between the 20 to 40s and 40 to 60s. There's one or two other things that make it a reasonably attractive area. It's probably not the best area, but there are a couple of things about it. It's not that far out. Probably Blacktown, Mount Druitt would be better, but it has got a fairly big migrant population, although they tend to be aged migrants who have been here for a while. Pretty much evenly split between married and non-married. But I think this one's probably the most interesting. The red area is Belmore's religious statistics, and the grey one is Canterbury region. But you'll notice that Roman Catholic and Greek Orthodox are the predominant ones, with a fair bit of Islam under that. That's certainly a substantial third. But the thing that I think is attractive about Greek Orthodox and Catholic is that there's, as Duncan said, if you've got a background of Christianity, that can help. And we're not there to try to convert them from one religion to another. We're trying to bring them an access to God. And when you stand up there and you say to somebody, there is no devil chasing you around the room, there should be some new access to God. There should be some relief in that person where they say, I can see now that I haven't got to be scared. Ever talk to a Jehovah's Witness about demons? They're terrified of them. They chase them around the bathroom. And if you can relieve a person of that, if you can take that away from them, then you've done them a service in coming to God. You know, Orthodox people are genuinely scared of hell. They are scared. If they haven't done enough good, that they are going to end up for eternity with third-degree burns getting worse. Actually, third-degree ones aren't bad. Is that right, Cindy? They burn off the nerve endings? I don't know. Second-degree burns. Okay. The fact is that we've got something to give these people. We've got them a something that can get access to God. We have got something, a treasure, in understanding the gospel so that these people can come closer to God. So I guess in a week's time I'm going to be sick for 2 weeks. I always like to plan ahead. So I'm going to have to put this off for 3 or 4 weeks. But I would really ask that you join us. I've got one person on my list so far who wants to join in this campaign. And have you ever seen that before? Yeah. Every Christadelphian lecture since 1950, probably since 1940, I don't know. I can only remember from the 50s onwards. But you know, I reckon it really is 1 minute to midnight. This flood of refugees into Europe is not without meaning. You know, something's happening. We got a chance to get to people, tell them before it happens. By the way, every lecture that was given in 1950 saying it was 5 to midnight was not wrong. They were not wrong. The fact is, out of 2,000 years, the last 50 is sort of 5 to midnight anyway. And it is going to happen. Jesus is going to come back. So what I'm going to ask you is, please stay in contact with me. There's two emails. You probably haven't got a hope of remembering the first one. Even people I give it to get it wrong, because it seems to be totally meaningless. I actually emailed an old friend the other day. I haven't seen him for 20 years, probably. And the first thing he said, my email back, he said, cool email address, John. He knew what it meant. Very few people do, so don't worry. Okay, if you can contact me on that, or on the next one's easier, it's john_carelinks@live.com. Sam Dando knows my email address. If you forget it, ask Sam. Let's get together. Let's form a group. Let's get out on the street. Let's go to Belmore, Bexley North. Let's do it. Not bring them into a church. We will advertise the talk. Oh, the reason I picked Belmore, Debbie. I forgot the most important thing. Debbie's in contact with a couple of single mothers with about 7 kids between them. Sort of. Six. Oh, okay. Okay. One of them lives at Belmore. Might come along if we have a talk there or whatever. Or at least have a Bible and a Bible basics. So there is a connection there. So get in contact with me. Let's get together. Let's do this. Let's try not to invite someone into a church necessarily. We'll have a little talk. If nobody comes, it doesn't matter. Just so long as we can get people to fill in the names and addresses. Okay? That's it. Thank you, folks, for coming. I feel like I shouldn't be up here. Anyway, not that it matters. Thanks, everybody, for coming. It's really been great. Thank you very much for the collection this morning. It will make a great difference. It really will. We thank you so much for it.